John, down to the last two, Oma, yeah. St Enda's and Errigal Kearn, are the two best teams in the final?
Well, I suppose it could be said that way, Tom. We up here in Tyrone, it's a strange championship, Tom. It's not very often you get a repeat even of the teams from the year before. Like, so Oma and Errigal are two teams that have been classed as one of the top teams for this past 10 or 15 years. So they're always going to be thereabouts. Oma would have been sort of quietly fancied by most people at the start of the year, But Errigal have come in nicely, but Tom, again, they carry a couple of the star players, but they've improved a lot. They've a lot of young lads coming into the team now. You know, there's young boys there, like the young minor captain, for instance, young Peter Ogue, a minor captain, great wee player. Ben O'Donnell, a wee boy, Cal McCrory. All these young lads are coming in, and they're making the team a better team than they had been over the past 3 or 4 years, Tom. So like, they're not going to be easy beaten either. It's a team that, like Errigal, have always traditionally been very strong. With top class players, this team would be more of a team. There's a group of players that are playing well together, and these young lads have come in and made them a lot stronger, Tom.
Yeah, and of course then you've Aidan McCrory, Peter Hart, Davy Hart still playing.
Davy Hart, he's knocking back the years. I'm not sure about it. Davy is maybe in his 40s probably, but he's a star man for him at the minute as well. And obviously with Peter and Aidan McCrory, them household names are taking them through it as well. And it's amazing the way Davy has been playing for them this year. He's getting a lot of scores from them, and he's going to be a big man for tomorrow. He's got the experience of that situation of being in the finals and stuff. So that'll all go well for him tomorrow, Tom.
He's probably the only one of the team, is he, or one of few anyway, that have a championship.
That's what we're saying. Well, I think it's 2012 or 2012. I think it was the last time they won it or something.
Yeah.
So it's a good number of years for them to be without one. When you consider the names that have been there with them over the past 10 years, all the county lads are all gone. But it's Davy's the one man left, and the likes of Peter Hart. If Peter plays to his ability as well, Tom, he can make a lot happen for them as well. His carrying ability and stuff is amazing. So, they are going to be a force to be reckoned with. But
when you look at
Oma, Tom, the household names that they have, the names of Joe and Justin McMahon, Ronan O'Neill up front, there's young Conor O'Donnell, for instance. Conor been in the throne panel for years gone by, but he hasn't been there lately. Conor has been playing brilliant this year for them. And then obviously there's a wee boy there, Colton, wee Joe Colton, another class player. He was involved in minors and stuff. So, these two teams, you're asking me a question of the top best two teams. Well, personnel-wise, Tom, there's well-equipped with top-class players than any team in Tyrone. But what I was going to say to you was about Tyrone football. It's unpredictable, really, who comes through here, because there's so many teams at a pretty much the same level. You know what I'm saying, Tom? Like, you like Arbogue and Coleyland and Canoe and Dromore, all them teams, Tom, you could fancy them, any one of them, from the start, but it just depends on how things work. And obviously the way we have the championship here, still the old school of when you're beat, you're out, and that's the way it is. And you have to be good on every day, as opposed to just maybe trying to get a game in, and then and other championships even yourself and Donegal, you have the league sort of set up. It's about playing every match to win it, Tom. Every game has to be won, or else you're out. That's the way it is. And the likes of Oma coming through the section, they had come through that. They had Trillick, Arbogue, and Greencastle. All them games were tough for them, especially Trillick. I think they went for a draw with Trillick, so it was a tough run through for them. And they've done well to come through it, Tom. But again, the likes of Joe there has been playing excellent for them through the year there. I think the fact that he probably stepped back from the county setup probably helped them away. As I said, he got the bit of a monkey off his back because he was continuously been injured there, and I think it gave him a wee release, and he's playing out of his skin at the minute for Oma. So he's, the likes of Peter Hart, Joe's a big man for Oma as well.
And tell me, is there a contrasting styles tomorrow?
Well, Errigal would be more inclined to play. They play football, Tom. They go for it, and they play nice. They play nice football, but that I suppose would depend on the weather tomorrow. I'm not sure. I think it's given a pretty good day, so Errigal will be inclined to play their normal game. They're playing a nice brand of football. They play good football. They get they kick the ball around a lot. Oma will be more inclined to set up they would set up defensively at times. Everyone was watching them. You know, they would be inclined to maybe, you know, monitor what the other team are at and stuff, and they'd be inclined to maybe be more tactical in their ways. So that's the difference, really, Tom. But Oma can play a fairly direct route as well. As I say, they're carrying some great forwards there. You know, as I say, like Ronan O'Neill and Conor Donnelly's playing well at the minute. Them boys are all there for the long ball that can be driven as well. I've seen them do it. So, you know, they can vary their style and ways, Tom, but they can be defensive. They can play the modern-type football now. They've been very defensive as well. So that's the difference in the style. But I would say tomorrow, Tom, I would say it'll be all guns blazing. Both teams will go at it, I would imagine, you know.
I know a lot of people are finding it very hard to call. How do you feel, see it?
Well, I would, you know, as when you look at it, and again, when you look at the run through the two teams had, Oma had a fairly tough run through. Well, obviously, Errigal had to go on Carrick Moore as well. And to be honest with you, I would fancy Oma to be the team that'll probably win it. You know, again, when you look at personnel wise, they have all, you know, players in strong positions. Midfield, very strong in midfield. Defensively, they're good, and up front, they've men, you know, there that can score from anywhere. So it's possibly looking like Oma, but I would, to be honest with you, Tom, I think it's like a 7-1 for a draw tomorrow. You could nearly see a draw tomorrow, and probably put the whole thing up in arms with Tyrone trying to get the championship run off. But I wouldn't be surprised to be a draw tomorrow.